Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
You might want to monitor the night sky over the next few weeks. That's because the Eta Aquarids meteor shower is on now and will continue through much of May. There are 9 meteor showers each year, and this one is among the better shows. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower started on April 19th and will run through May 28th. It's considered to be an above-average meteor shower, with the peak viewing period coming up on the evening of May 6th and early morning hours of the 7th, with perhaps 30 or so meteors per hour. That, of course, is about one meteor every couple minutes. And the Eta Aquarids are known to occasionally produce up to 60 meteors per hour during the peak viewing period. There'll be a waning gibbous moon, which will interfere a bit with viewing, but if the sky is clear, it's certainly worth checking out occasionally. Comets are composed of a mixture of ice, rock, and dust. They're often described as big, dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter orbiting around the sun. When they come near the sun, the heat causes them to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. So when the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Observed from the Earth, they're often referred to as falling stars, but are more accurately called meteors. The Eta Aquarids are rather noteworthy because they're caused by particles from Halley's Comet, which is perhaps the most widely known comet. It's named after English astronomer, mathematician, and physicist Edmund Halley, who lived from 1656 to 1742. Among other accomplishments, Halley computed the periodicity of what we now know as Halley's Comet as having an orbit of 75 to 76 years. Halley's Comet made its last approach in 1986. No doubt some of you will be able to see the next pass in 2061. So make a point of checking out the night sky over the next few weeks. The Eta Aquarids are putting on their annual show. I've put links to more information on the meteor shower and Halley's Comet along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.